Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page Kuf Chaf. We're about to turn on to page 240. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Bimkom Nekev Yoshan Nokvim Afilu B'makdeach. Let's just review what we discussed in Siv Beis to appreciate what's going on in Siv Gimel. In Siv Beis, we said if there was a hole in a barrel and you filled up the hole, so depending on the position of the hole will determine if you can reopen it. If it's on the bottom and it's holding up the wine, so it has to be plugged up well to do that job, so then it's usher to reopen that hole. But if it's in a higher portion of the kli, above the level of the wine and the shmarim, so then we assume you didn't plug it up so much, and therefore you would be able to undo it. So the Mechaber says of Gimel, so in the place of the old hole, you can open it up again with a makdeach, which is pirish kli miyucha linkov. It's a kli that's designated for making holes. Kagon shenishbura habarza. For example, if the faucet that was stuck into the barrel broke, and you want to get it out, and you want to make a hole there, so then you could take this makdeach and you can make a hole. V'yesh omrim delo sharia linkov nekev yoshan elo b'chavish alcheres. Some say you're only allowed to open up this old hole if it is a barrel that is made out of pottery. She'ein astimum hudekes yafeh. Because that's when you plug it up in a pottery vessel, it doesn't get plugged up so well, so it's not such a difficult task to open it up. But if it would be a barrel made of wood, where they very much close up the hole in the wood vessel strongly, when they cut off the top of the thing they plug it up with, so it's not going to come out anymore, for sure, that's going to be considered a new hole, and it's going to be usser. So he's being mechalik in this yesh omrim between a kli cheres versus a kli yetz. Kli cheres will be more lenient; it's not as strong of a close up, so you can reopen it. Mashenke in a kli that's made of wood, it's much stronger, and therefore it will be considered making a new hole, and it'll be usser. Says the mishaburis of katan tazayim bimkom nekev yashan bein shanekev ahu haya gadol katan. Whether this hole that was there and plugged up was a large hole or a small hole, as long as when you're reopening the hole, you're not making the hole any larger, otherwise for sure it would be usser. You could even use the kli that's made for this purpose to open the hole. It's not called that the hole is closed up, the canal. Since the hole, like we pointed out from Siv Beis, is above the shmarim, so therefore it's not considered closed up, because it's not closed up in a very strong way. Therefore, one would be allowed to make a hole in the covering that we close up a glass vessel with, even if it is a kli hamasukun lakach, a kli that is designated for that purpose. Sivkaton yudches, the example of the hole that you want to reopen is a case of a barza, where there's like a little faucet there. Nokat davar hahove. The Mechaber is just given a common example. V'hu adinim hoya hanekev b'mokom acher shenistam, but really the hole could be anywhere, and it was closed up, and you're coming to reopen it. Sivkaton yudches, the yesh omrim that was mechalik between the kli cheres and the kli eitz. Zohi das a kolbo. This chiluk is the chiluk of the kolbo. The ayin bel yirabe shekosav the shar poskim pligelze. The yirabe says the other poskim argue with this kolbo. Uposak kemosim and the yirabe paskins like the others, not like the kolbo, and he's not mechalik between a kli cheres or a kli eitz. V'chein posak benachlas tzri. Avol. The Prima Godim and the Chayodim are mashma that one should be concerned and go luchumra like the Yesh Omrim, that if the kli is made out of wood, that you cannot reopen the hole that was closed up, even if it is on a higher point in the vessel, because it's just closed up tighter, and when you reopen it, it's like making a new hole. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalud, Barza Shebuchavis. So you have this little faucet, this little tube that brings the wine out of the kli. Ve'ein adam yochol hotzia, so it broke and you can't get it out. Mutter likach barza acheres, you could take another barza. Ulahakos ba'osa barza letzarach lishos yayin b'shabbos. You want to get the wine so you can drink it on Shabbos. You could take one barza to knock out the other barza. The Ramah says, "Ubavad shelo yeh habarza harisho neged hashmarim." Again, this is only assuming the first barza that got jammed into the kli and it's broken, it's not working. It's only okay if it is not across from the sediment, it's not on the bottom part of the kli, kamosha kosef sebeis, because again, that's considered a stronger close-up, and that would be forbidden. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter said, hey, mutter litein kono cholul b'chavis, obarza, lohotzi yayin, afal pish lohoya b'miolam. So we're talking about a kli over here that has a hole in it, and you want to stick a little kona, a little reed that is hollow, into the barrel, or a little faucet, in order to get the wine out, even though this reed or this faucet was never in there before, the hole was there, but you want to put in a new faucet or a new reed to get the wine out. That's allowed. Avalitein ola shel hadas benekev shebechavis, but to place the leaf of a hadas in the hole of the barrel, sheha ola osui kemarzev, that this leaf is going to be made like a little pipe, the hayayin zov derech sham, and the wine is going to pour out from that little pipe, which is the leaf. Lo, that is not permissible. Tigazrinan shelo yisakein marzav liyeno sheyipul hayayin l'socho v'yelech l'merachok. You can't use the leaf of the hadas as a small little pipe, because it's a gzera that you might come to actually make a pipe to put in there, so the wine will go further away. Tikishelo keach ha'ola, because when you take this leaf, umakaplo, and you fold it over, ke'en marzev, and you make it like a pipe, nire ka'osa marzev, it looks like you are making this pipe. V'lo dami lebarza okona sheina osa bo shumaisa. It's not like the case of the barza, which is like the faucet, or the reed, where you're not doing a maisa to the item, you're just putting an item the way it is into the hole. So that is more lenient, the leaf is more machmir. The Ramah says, "V'yesh matir nafilu ba'olah shel hadas." Some say even the leaf of the hadas is mutter. V'mokom sheyesh lo harbi ketumim, in a place where you have a lot of leaves of hadas and that are detached from the branch. V'ein lochu shema yikdom, and we're not worried that you might pull them off. So if you notice, the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to be addressing different points. The Mechaber was worried that taking the leaf and folding it over like a pipe, you might come to make a pipe. The Ramah doesn't seem to be addressing that reason. He says, well, if you have a lot of leaves, then it will be okay because you're not going to come to rip them off. Sounds like he's concerned not with making pipes, with ripping off leaves off branches, and we'll see that discussion right now in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf, Mutter Litein, look at note 17, Kelomar Litein es hakona benekev hakayim kfar b'chavis. Like I explained to Shulchan Aruch, talking about there's a hole already in the barrel, you simply want to stick in some kind of straw, some kind of faucet that the wine's going to come out through it. That is mutter. Sharei omeid umiyuchalakach. This faucet or this reed is standing and ready for this. Ve'eno mesaken keli, not fixing up a keli. Umikomokom nirid da'osul eskoa heita b'choska b'yasedos. But one thing is for sure, you can't stick it in really well and plug it up with pegs around it to get it in really tight. The yesh bazem mishun gemar melacha, that already will be gemar melacha, that will be makab patish. So you can stick it in as is, but you can't do any tightening around it by sticking in and wedging in any kind of pegs. Sivkotan chaf aleph. We said, even though it was never in there before, v'afagav she'enu yodea im yagia l'midaso, you don't even know if it's actually going to fit in the hole totally well. And as the Shaar Tzion points out in Chav Beis, that's Rashi and the Ram, v'lo chayshina shema yavut l'sakna. Even though this little reed or this little faucet was never in that hole, there's a hole there, there's a faucet ready, you could put it in, even though you never tried before, we're not worried you're going to come to fix it up to get it in. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afagav she'enu yodea im yagia l'midaso, even though you don't know it's going to be the right size, afilu hachi mutter, it's still fine. I am the Beis Yosef shekosav shenira midivya Rambam. The Beis Yosef writes that it appears in the words of the Rambam, she'afal pi sha'akona atzma eina mesukenas kol tzarka. Even if you would have a reed that's not fixed up, all that is needed, v'chaseira shum tikun, it really is lacking some kind of fixing up to make it do the proper job, afilu hachi mutter lachnisa, you're still allowed to put it into the barrel, the hole that is there, v'lo chayshina shem yisakna, we're still not worried that you're going to come to fix it up, it is mutter. Sivkoton chav beiz, b'mokom sheyeshlo. So this is the Ramah that said, some say using the leaf of a hadas is okay in a place where you have a lot of leaves detached. Da you should know, the hamachaber shekosav tama isir ibnei shenirik ka'osa marzev, The Mechaber who wrote the reason why it would be Aser is because it looks like you're making a pipe. The Ramah Messiah, and the Ramah ends off and says, "Ve'en locho shem yikdom." We're not worried you might pull off more leaves. Who plukta the Amoroi b'Gemara? They are just speaking out two sides of a machlokas Amoroi that is in the Gemara. Chad Omer Tama Iser Shem Yasamarzev. One says the reason why you can't use the leaf of the Hadas folded over, stuck into the hole as your new faucet, is because you might go ahead and make a real pipe. And some say the problem is you might come to rip off the leaf of a hadas in order to make it into the faucet that you need. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between these two shittas? What's nafkamina? Says the Gemara, "Dekotem umanchi, that you have cut off and resting already." Hainu, shahoyulo harbe ketumim muchanim yer Shabbos hazeh. You already have many detached leaves of the hadasim ready from before Shabbos for this purpose. Ulekach ein locho shema yavolutom. Therefore, there's obviously no concern that you might come to pluck off leaves on Shabbos. So lemand amr mishum marzev. The one who says the problem with putting the leaf in is that you might come to make a pipe. So I don't care how many leaves you have, any leaf you put in there, there's a gzeri, you might make it into a pipe because you're finagling and folding over this leaf to make it a pipe. You might make a real pipe. But the one who says the concern is that you might come to pluck off leaves, shari, then it's permissible because in this case, you're not going to come to pluck off leaves because you have many leaves that are already detached from the branch. The Rosh and the Tur passing like the one who says that you might pluck off like the Ramah, and therefore if you do have a lot of leaves, you can stick in this folded over leaf to use as your faucet. Says the Mechaber Vaitesivav. The Mechaber says, Mutter Lahatiz Rosh HaChavis B'Sayif. This sif is a very important sif. We're going to see afterwards notes that's going to discuss opening up bottle caps on Shabbos. This all comes from this sif. So mutter lahadis rosh achavis b'sayif. You're allowed to chop off the top of a barrel with a sword. Dilav lepesach mechavin, because your intention is not to make an opening. Kevan shemesir rosh, you're taking off the entire top. That's not considered making a pesach. Aval lenakva b'tzida, but to make a hole in the side, bein shel chavis, bein shel magufa, whether you're making the hole in the side of the barrel or you're making a hole in the side of the cover, aser afilu beromach sheose nekev gadol, that will be aser even if you use a spear that makes a large hole. The eino doma lepesach, and it's not really like a pesach because it's so big, it's still going to be aser. The kevan dahave mitzida, since you are making this large hole on the side of the barrel or on the side of the cover of the barrel, vaday lepesach mechavin, that's where you make a pesach, and for sure your kavana is that, and it's aser. So chopping off the top of the barrel, mutter. Making a hole on the side of the barrel, or the side of the cover, that is forbidden. Velinkov hamagufa lamala mutter. But if you want to make a hole on the top of the cover, that's also mutter. The lav lepesach mechavin, that's not the normal way to make a pesach, so your intention is not to make a pesach. She'ein derech lazos pesach lamalu. That's not the normal way to make a pesach on top. Elanotel kolam agufa, normally you would just take off the entire cover. Says the Mishaburis of Katun Chavgil, mutter lahatas, you can chop off the top of the barrel. The reason is, de'ein binyan ustira bekelim. Even though that is stira, but again, we paskin, ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. But if you remember, we said in the beginning of the siman, that's only by certain kelim, so the mishabura chazers, umari b'chavis gerua. We're talking about a low-grade barrel, shemidubok shvarea b'zefes. We're talking about a barrel that fell apart, and it was reattached through zefes, and now you're breaking it again. That's when we say, ein binyan v'stira b'kelim, and that's when chopping off the top will be mutter. V'lo b'shlema, but we're not talking about a complete vessel. Like we explained in great detail in Sif Aleph. If you want to chop off just the top of the cover alone, then even if it is a complete barrel, that will be permissible. The low mikri shvira, that's not called a shvira, kevan she'ena mechuberes l'chavis, since it's not attached to the chavis. Sivkaton chavdal, beside you're allowed to do it with a sword. The klisha malato l'isr mutu l'tato l'tzar gufo. Even though a sword is mukta, but it's a klisha malato l'isr, and now you need to do that. What else is going to chop off the top of a barrel? So therefore, it is mutter l'tzarich gufo. Sivkaton chavhei, the lav l'pesach mechavim, when you chop off the whole top, that is not intending for a pesach. Ela l'harchiv motzes vaseha. It's a funny expression over here. You're not making a Pesach, you're just trying to widen the opening of the mouth. You're just trying to make it easy to empty the contents of the barrel. You're not trying to make a real Pesach. That's also only mutter when you're making it for guests. And you look at note 21, he explains. The reason why the Chazon Ish says that it's only mutter when you're doing it for guests, the Chazon Ish says you have to have guests there, because then it's recognizable that the reason why you're making such a big opening by chopping off the whole top of the barrel is to show that you're generous in front of the guests and you plan on giving them a lot. That's when it's clear that you don't mean to make an opening. You're just trying to show how generous you are, how much you're going to give the guests. And that's why the Chazon Ish says it's not called a Pesach. It's not called a Pesach. It's called breaking the barrel in order to give the wine to the guests. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're halfway through Sekat Nochav Hei. Umutar Gamkein Lekrola Ha'or Me'alpia Chavish Shalayim. If there is a covering of leather, of skins, you're also allowed to tear that from the top of the barrel of wine. As long as you don't intend to make a zinok, pirish, ke'ein marzev. As long as you don't intend to make a pipe, it's mutter. Sivkoton chof vav, avalanakla betzida, to make the holes on the side is usser. Dinekev harehu ka'osa pesach l'chavis, making a hole on the side, that's making an opening to the chavis, that's usser. Vafilu nekev koton she'enu usser l'hachnis l'hotzi gamkin usser m'dirabonim. Even though we said earlier, to make a daraisa pesach, it's only if it takes in and brings out. If it only is going to go out one way, like a small hole, it's still going to be usser m'dirabonim, so this is forbidden. Bein b'magufa bein m'chavis, and this isra on the side, is whether it's on the side of the barrel or it's on the side of the cover. But there is a difference between the barrel and the cover. When the hole is in the cover, it's only usser when it is made on the side of the cover. But like we said in the Mechaber, when you make the hole on the top of the cover, if you're trying to draw the water out of a hole from the top of the cover, that's mutter. Bechavis, but if you're making the hole in the barrel on the side, it is usser. Bechol mokom sha'osa banekev. Wherever you make this hole, whether it's top or the bottom, it is usser. Umash enokar ha'shulchanar b'tzida. That which the Mechaber says on the side, mishum magufa enokar, is mentioning the side b'dafka for the cover, because that's where it's dafka, the side. But when it comes to the barrel, wherever it is going to be usser. Sivkoton chavzayin, vaday lepesel mechavim. When you make a hole on the side, like we just discussed, it's going to be usher, because for sure you intend for a Pesach. De'i eino mechavin lepesach. If you don't intend to have an opening there, el laharchiv motzi ayayin, you just want to widen up the place where you can get the wine out, hayilo liftoach es ha-magufa, you should have opened up the cover. Avok eshenoke b'magufa l'malah, but when you make the hole in the cover on top, al korachach lav lepesach mechavin, for sure you don't intend for a Pesach. She'ein derech laso shon Pesach. That's not where you normally make a Pesach. Shelo yiplu ofer v'tzroros. Why don't you make the Pesach on top? If the opening is on top, so little pebbles and dirt is going to fall into your barrel. So the normal way to make a Pesach would be on the side. Therefore, the top is mutter. Sides are usser. Sivkoton chavches, the tops are mutter. Afilu b'chavish shlei mashari, even if it is a complete barrel. Making the hole on top is mutter. She'ein ha'magufa chibur l'chavis, because the cover is not really attached to the barrel. The kanal b'sivkoton chavgimel, like we said before, in the first Mishnah Berurah in this sif. Umistabru de bezelu kuyam mutter, it's logical to say that this will be mutter according to everyone. Vafilu shelo mipnei orchim. Even without guests there, when you make a hole on top of the barrel, it's obvious you're not making a Pesach, because no one makes a Pesach on the top, and therefore it is mutter even without guests. Now we're going to read the all-important note number 20. We're going to jump around a little bit and talk about different covers and different bottle caps. Upekak mateches ha'osui ke'en kesra agabe ha'bakbuk. The type of cap that is metal, and it's made as a crown on the bottle, ha'motsui big bakbuke bira. A beer cap, the top of a beer bottle. The Chazon Ish writes, Shemutter lahasiro mehabakbuk. You are allowed to remove it from the beer bottle on Shabbos. V'afal pi shebishasa psicha ma'ak memes hapakak. even though by removing the cover of the beer, you are bending the cover and you are disforming and you are ruining the cover, it's still mutter. Ein bekach mishum iser soser. Zok the chazanish, that is not a problem of stira. Lefi shepakach ze domil lamagufa shachavis. This covering is like the covering of the barrel we're discussing in Sif Vav. Velo matzinu iser soser magufa. We don't find an iser of stira when it comes to a cover. Now we're going to skip to the top of the next column. Upekak havruga, a cap that twists off. Ha'asui mimateches, a metal cap that twists off. Nowadays we have this on sparkling grape juice. In Eretz Yisrael they have it on all their grape juices, but the metal cap we don't have it on most things. But we have it on sparkling grape juice. She'im psichaso nifra mimenu chelak atachtom. By opening the bottle cap, there's a ring that remains on the bottom. V'nish eres ke'en tabas al savar habakbuk. You remain with a little ring of metal that is around the neck of the bottle. Hamotzui b'yameinu abakbuke yayin. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'osr l'poscho, you're not allowed to open it on Shabbos. L'fi she'bepsichoso osa hu es apakak l'michsa haroi l'shimush. By opening that bottle cap, you are now making a kli. It wasn't fit to cover bottles, and now you got the kli off, and now it's fit to cover bottles. Usser. Shekein ad psichoso lohoya pekak elukisui otum al gabi habakbuk. Until you opened it, it was just a closed piece of metal that was on the bottle, and now you made it into a cap. It wasn't usable for this kli or other kelim to cover it until you opened it up and you made it into a kli, so it's usser. Mishum kach nechshavu ka'os kli. It's considered you make a kli and it's usser. So to write the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Nissen Krelitz, and Rav Yashiv. Vidas agon Rav Yashiv. Sorry, the V'chein is on the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Nissen Krelitz. Vidas Rav Yashiv. He says it makes a clean cut, and that's a separate isser of mechatech, making a clean cut, cutting things down to an exact size is usser. That is what Rav Yashiv holds as usser. Shlomo Zalman holds it's not mechatech because you don't bedafka want it to be exactly that way. It just happens to be the company makes it in a way that it comes off that way. So Shlomo Zalman says it's not a problem. Rav Yashiv holds it is an isser of mechatech. The histap egagon Rav Yashiv in isurah midaraisa midrabanim. If you leave the cap attached a little bit to the ring, so then Rav Yashiv says it is mutter. Next paragraph. Ulanakiv tchila es rosh hapekak ulapasul achar mikim. To stab a hole in the cap before you open your sparkling grape juice bottle on Shabbos, then Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. Shekevon shenikiv es hapekak. Once you made a hole in the cover, in the cap, shuv ein regilim l'shamish, but you no longer use it as a cap. It has a hole in it, so you're not making a kli. The ein b'psichaso mishum yitziras kli. When you now open the cap with a hole on it, you are not making a kli. And says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, then it would be mutter. Skip now to the next paragraph. Upekak havruga ha'asumi plastic, a plastic cover like we have on our soda bottles. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, shemutter leposcho. Shlomo Zalman says it is mutter to open the seltzer bottles, the soda bottles, that is mutter. V'afal pi shepsichas hapekak misnatekes mimenu hatabas hatzmida hamatzmida osa lebakbuk. Even though when you're opening the plastic cap, you see the same thing. The ring is getting detached and falling on the bottle and the cap is coming off. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, mikol mokom ein dino kepekak mateches. It's not like the metal caps. What's the chiluk? Kevon shebepakak mateches niris hatabas kechiluk meapakak. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you have the metal cap. The ring looks like it's part of the cap until it gets broken off. V'nituka me'apakak neshav ki yitziras pakak. And therefore, when it gets detached, it looks like you're making a kli, because it looks like the ring was really part of the cap as one. Aval b'pakak ha-plastic, but a plastic cap. Nikeres ha-tobas kedover nifer me'apakak. The ring appears like a separate entity from the cap. Oat kodem psichas habakbuk, even before you open the bottle. V'nituka me'apakak neshav kasoras tit. And therefore the removal of the ring, it looks like an extra. It doesn't look like it's part of the cap, so it's like removing some mud that's there. Oshava or wax, hamatsmidim pekak lebakbuk. It's like something is connecting the cap to the kli, like you're clearing away the mud or the wax, so you're clearing away that ring. It's clearly a separate entity from the already existing kli of the cap. Veloki etziras pekak chadash. It does not give the appearance of making a new a new cap. Meidach, on the other hand, Dasa going to this in Karela Chaosu Laposko, he says it's Usr. Shiladaito Apa Bakak Plastic Nesheves Asaras Atabaski at Sears Bakachadosh, he says that's also considered making a Kli. There is no Chiluk, says in this in Karela, it's opening a plastic bottle cap is just as Usr. And Rav Yashiv Osar Liftoch as a Pakak Mishum Isr Bakatech, again, Rav Yashiv comes in, he holds it's an Isr, possibly Daraisa, of opening a cap because you're making a clean cut. Again, a Shlomo Zalman, who says it's mutter, is not worried about Mechatech because he says, again, Mechatech is only when you're Bedafka, cutting something down to a specific size that you want it. Here you just want your seltzer bottle open. You don't really care exactly how the cover is shaped or how the ring is shaped after it comes off. Since you don't care about it, Shlomo Zalman Erbach holds, it would not be Mechatech. We will stop here and continue tomorrow with Mr. Shem with Siv Zion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.